We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, what a pleasure it is to say good morning to Terry Ryan here on WCCO. TR, how are you?
I'm doing good, Dave. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. Good to hear your voice again. Hey, big day for Joe Maurer. I just wanted to get your thoughts. You're the guy that said, let's take a chance on this kid. Terry, can you kind of recollect that conversation and how you decided to pick Joe?
Yeah, everything felt right for us to have that first pick, Dave. Unfortunately, that meant we had a bad year previous. But there's Joe Maurer about 7 miles down the road playing at Crete and Durham Hall. We had a couple people up in that neighborhood to pick or choose from, and Mike Radcliffe, our scouting director, and the people that had seen Joe for probably the previous 3 years, I would say, we had a lot of history with him and a lot of background on him, and obviously the talent showed out, and he was an all-around athlete, came from a good family, and it came down to a couple of choices, and we ended up taking Joe, which historically looks like the right choice, and it's almost a storybook situation with him and playing for his home state team. And I feel sadness that Joe is going to call it a career, but I also understand, and he's got a lot of other things in his life, but he did a wonderful job for the Minnesota Twins in this market for a long time.
Well, you deserve credit, Terry, for having the vision to see that. Also, at the time that you picked him, were you concerned about his potential decision to maybe play football?
Yeah, we gave that some thought and did enough digging to realize I think Joe is a baseball guy. And even though he had choices, in my mind, Dave, he could have went on and played Division I basketball as well. But he had baseball, I think, in his heart. And obviously, there are a lot of things that contributed to him signing. You know, there's a sizable amount of money. But being the number one choice, obviously, he had those type of skills. I don't think anybody in the industry didn't think that he was going to play in the big leagues. It was just a matter of when. He had a beautiful swing. And he had a very strong, accurate arm. He was quiet behind the plate. He had all the attributes of a future major leaguer coming out of high school. And as we saw, he went through the minor leagues quickly and he skipped over AAA and came up and did a tremendous job for this team.
Yeah, that makes me think, Terry, what was the initial timeline? So you draft him, and I don't know how you anticipate who's going to make the big leagues because you got to see how they're going to do at the minor league level. But what was kind of the path for Joe? What did you anticipate?
Well, you know, ironically, we took his brother Jake as well. We wanted to have some comfort level for Joe, a young kid going into pro baseball. But I think maybe a 3 or 4 year timeline would have been correct for him. And usually when you promote young hitters, the bat is the thing that tells you when they're ready to come up. And he hit every place we ever put him. So I think 3 or 4 years would have been the right timeline for him, and that's about exactly what happened with him. We traded Brzezinski to make room for Joe, so that's how much we thought of him.
Boy, no kidding. There was a compelling piece in the paper yesterday about his Hall of Fame credentials. What are your thoughts on that, TR?
Yeah, I would say he's going to be in discussion. He's a Hall of Famer off the field for sure, Dave. We all know that. His character is about as good as it gets. And he put up numbers behind the plate that some of the great Hall of Fame catchers put up. Now it's just a matter of what the people voting on his total numbers and when he moved to first base. The one thing that I've always thought that Joe evolved into a Gold Glove caliber type first baseman over there. He could really play first. And it's just, you know, the power. He wasn't a power hitter, and he did have that one great year in the Metrodome and hit 28 home runs. But he was always a guy that you could count on hitting runners in scoring position. He hit left-handers well. So he's going to get a lot of discussion about going into the Hall of Fame, and I'm hoping that he does get into that selection area.
Yeah, those darn concussions, Terry, boy, they really take their toll, don't they?
Yeah, that's too bad, Dave, because he would have been a lock for the Hall of Fame if he didn't have those. And, you know, we had a couple of those with Span and Morneau and Joe. And it's unfortunate that it took some time on the DL. But even with that being said, he's certainly going to get a lot of talk about it being a potential Hall of Famer.
Hey, how are you doing? You know, you had to battle cancer a few years back. I know we stayed in touch about that. How are you doing right now?
Yeah, I just heard your preliminary with Rachel Caruso, and that touched home. I'm about 5 years out as well, Dave, and I feel good. So far, so good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you bet, Terry. Always great to hear you. One of my favorite baseball people. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Okay, Dave. Good to talk to you.
He is Terry Ryan, of course, general manager of the Twins at the time they drafted Joe and so many others. But I think a lot of us still remember that when they had to make that call. And boy, there aren't many baseball people smarter than Terry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.